Okay. Do you know many musical instruments?
A few.
A few. All right. Now, the one that little Stevie Wonder is for, it's famous for, the one that he puts up to his mouth and blows into.
Yes, that's the harmonica.
Okay. All right. Would you know about the musical instrument that you'd hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers that would twang?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of it is. One of those ding, 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 those kind of things.
Okay. All right. What would you pound nails with? What would be the instrument that you'd pound nails with?
That's a hammer.
And if you have a wagon with two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
I don't know.
All right, if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him into something. Do you call that anything? Would you know the term for it?
No, you've got to hook them up to the wagon, but I don't know what you would use.
Hook them to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I have no idea.
Okay. On a wagon, if you have two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of those are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
That'd be a harness? Would they be harnessed together?
Okay. But it's to try to keep them level, I guess, so that one horse is not up like this and one's
not. Is that the thing underneath that holds them? I don't know. Some kind of bar underneath it.
Okay.
Keeps them together.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing? If he was taking wood somewhere, how would you refer to that?
Probably carrying. Carrying wood.
Okay. Carrying wood. All right. If you're trying to pull something, like a log, out of the road, you say, I would tie a rope to it and
pull it out.
Pull it out. Okay. Would you ever say you might drag it?
Yeah, maybe.
Would you?
But if I wanted it all the way out, I'd probably say pull.
Okay. What would you refer to two cars that are revving up their motors, you know, at a light? And they're going to race. What would you call that?
They're going to drag?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a farmer has an instrument that he's going to dig up the ground to plant things in the spring, what would you call that? The instrument that he's going to, you know, he might
the hoe? Is that a hoe?
Uh-huh. Or he might attach, well, it's a little bigger, and he might attach horses to it. And just pull up the ground.
I don't know. Just a digger. I don't know.
Okay.
If he's going to plow the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would that instrument be called?
Just a plow?
Okay. After you've plowed.
Okay.
I know you're
an
expert.
Right, you can tell.
What do you use to break the ground up even finer? Do you know what a harrow is?
No.
Okay. Well, then you wouldn't know what kind of harrows are. Right.
Right. Have no idea.
Okay. All right. What would you call the A-shaped frames that you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper? You know,